Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners. It's This Girl on KMFM Thursday night, 8:05. And Dua Lipa is one of the most exciting artists around right now. Her last single, Hustle and Hell, hit the top 10 in the UK. Her new single, Blow Your Mind, looks like it's going to do even better. And she joins me on the show tonight.
KMFM.
The last time we spoke, it was around about March time, and we were chatting about your new single, Last Dance.
Like, wow, it feels like a while ago now.
It feels like ages ago. What a few months that you've had between now and then.
It's been really fun. It's been, you know, obviously, I'm sure last time we spoke, I said that I couldn't wait to kind of get out and do festivals. And now we're speaking again and festival season has just finished. And it's just been so crazy. It's been so surreal and so fun and definitely the best summer I've ever had. And being busy has never felt better.
So 2017's got a lot to live up to.
Oh, absolutely. But what's exciting about 2017 is obviously my album comes out then. So I feel like the fun really just starts then.
So you're just warming up. This is your pre-drinks version
of fun. Yeah. This is just the pre-drinks.
That's the best way to put it. Has there been one specific moment in the last few months where you've kind of just sat back and just been like, wow, this is really happening? Like one sort of moment in your head where it's just all clicked?
Went and performed on Jimmy Fallon in America, and I performed Hotter Than Hell, and that was pretty surreal to kind of, first of all, have that as my first introduction to an American audience, but then also to kind of be able to get out there and perform a song that really just started everything for me, which is Hotter Than Hell. I mean that when I say started it all for me, because it's a song that really got me signed, and you know, it's a song that dictated what the rest of the album was going to sound like. And it was just really exciting to get to perform that song on that show, and alongside kind of going around and doing all the crazy festivals. I don't know, it's been special.
Just be mad, because Jimmy Fallon is one of the biggest TV shows in the world.
Yeah, which is talk crazy. About no pressure.
I know, that must, were you nervous?
I was so nervous. I was terrified. But it was like the second I went on stage, everything was fine. The second they were like, okay, go, it was like everything had vanished. But it's the anticipation and the adrenaline rush that, and I don't know, that insane feeling that you get before you go on stage, that, I don't know, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I was so like excited and scared at the same time.
Yeah, the massive build up. What are the Jimmy Fallon like dressing rooms like? Are they good?
They're lovely. Really nice.
What do they have in them? Take us behind the scenes, because nobody ever knows about this. So you walk in, you walk into the Jimmy Fallon lot. Is it on a lot?
Yeah, it's like in the big NBC Rockefeller building. So you go in, you kind of walk down the corridor, and there's a whole room for the Roots, which is pretty crazy, just kind of walking past that. And then obviously the other rooms for the other guests that are coming. And in the there's also my dressing room. There was just like a lot of craziness. There was a lot of costumes kind of going from one side to the other, and you know, people, I don't know, just it was all crazy and hectic. And you go into the backstage room, and there was, well, loads of cookies and chocolate.
That's what I was going to ask. That's the most important thing for me. It's like, what's the food in there? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, there was loads of that, and you all kind of had a TV in your room to kind of watch the other person that's already on the show. So you get to watch the show while already being in the building, which was quite exciting. And it was also kind of scary when I was performing, just to kind of, in the back of my head, not only thinking that Jimmy Fallon is just staring at me on my left, but also that Jaden Smith and Jonah Hill were just watching me through a telly. So yeah, it was pretty crazy and really exciting. And I just had a really, really good time.
Did you get to meet Jaden Smith and Jonah Hill?
I did, yeah. And they were both really, really lovely and just so, like, just really, really cool guys.
Because Jaden Smith is just, it's just annoying how cool he is. Although some of his tweets that he used to do, like, what was it? It's like, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? Or something along those lines.
I've never even heard about those.
No,
what?
You need to Google this. So you need to Google Jaden Smith tweets. And he doesn't do them anymore. But there used to be, you know, like when you were younger, I think we were kind of lucky enough in the sense that not everything was put online when we were growing up and doing really embarrassing things.
So he was just like putting his whole imagination into...
Yeah.
social media.
Oh no, you do. Honestly, you do need to look because it's.
I'll have a look.
It's like one of the funniest things you'll ever read. No disrespect to Jaden Smith. Maybe he's just on an intellectual level above everybody else, and we just don't understand.
He's so lovely and so cool, and just like really polite, and just he was really nice and down to earth. I must say that.
KMFM.
We'll get back to chatting to Dua Lipa after Hotter Than Hell on KMFM.
He calls me the devil.
The track that started it all for Dua Lipa, Hotter Than Hell, playing on the hit list on KMFM. It's just gone 10 past 8. We will play Dua Lipa's new track next, but first she is chatting on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Your last single, Hotter Than Hell, did amazing. Your new single, Blow Your
Thank
Mind.
You.
I saw your tweet saying it just hit 10 million Spotify streams.
I know, how crazy.
How does that feel?
That's a lot of people. It's really exciting, and it's exciting to see everything grow. Yeah, it's just been such a special year, and it's exciting for me to, you know, be putting music out, and it's just something I've been waiting for a really long time to do, so it feels good.
Every single you're releasing as well is better than the last, which I'm obsessed with this song. Although I can't really get away with it when it's the moi bit. I just can't.
Oh, you have to do it. I need to hear it. Come on.
I can't pull it.
No, you have to do it.
Well, if you do the build up line, I'll do the moi.
Okay. Because tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I could blow your mind.
Moi. See, I can't get away.
Okay, you have to do the moi.
Okay. All right. Let's do it again.
Okay. Because tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I could blow your mind.
Mwah.
Yay!
See, I'm sitting here like, even
that
though
was great.
I'm cringing inside a little bit
because
I just can't pull it off. You can pull it off perfectly.
You have to do it. You have to be sassy, babe.
Yeah, I'm going to up my sass for the next time. How long did it take you to record the specific mwah bit?
Well, when I was kind of laying down the vocals, I feel like I did it a couple times while I was just singing the chorus, but we didn't go over it a million times.
Yeah, because that's what I was imagining, like you're
just
in the
on
studio.
That part. Yeah, because it would just be too much of me going mwah, mwah.
And you just had to get chapstick applied.
Yeah,
like, every
it was
10 minutes.
It was just a lot of just singing along and then trying to catch the best bits.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. We're going to play it on the show in a minute. Have you found that more people, when they meet you, are using mwah when they're saying goodbye to you now, kind of like in an ironic way?
Well, actually, that hasn't happened, but I do finish my show off by, you know, saying thank you and hopefully I'll see them soon, and I go mwah.
So ideally what you'd want to start from now is as soon as you do that the entire crowd gets back and goes mwah. Although that would be
ideally
quite
I mean I haven't thought of it, but I think I might push for it now. I'm like, I will need to hear it back before I leave.
That would be amazing. Although I think if you imagine it would seem a little bit strange when the whole audience, because in my head they're all doing it at the exact same time and all making the same movements. Let's talk about your album, self-titled. It feels like it's ages till it's out, but then again, and I said the last time we spoke was March, and that's flown by.
I know, it's flown by. And also, I mean, my October tour starts, well, in October, which is very soon. And then I go on tour with Roy Sivan in November. And then, I mean, Christmas time, that'll flow by because everyone's just going to look forward to Christmas. And then by the time that's done, it's the new year. And then we're just ready for the build-up. So it's going to go by really, really quickly.
It's really exciting. What can we expect from the album?
Well, I feel people will really get to know me a lot better. Once the album's out, there's going to be a lot more, I feel like everybody's obviously just heard the singles and they're quite pop. And I feel like in the album, there'll be a lot of, you know, juxtaposition between dark and pop and, you know, the mixture between the two. And people will really get some really honest, truthful stories, and like I said, we'll really just get to know me a lot better.
Well, I've got my pre-order ready, so it's out on February the 10th.
Oh yeah.
So can I get you to introduce I'll tell you what, can I get you to introduce the Blow Your Mind bit, and after all this practice I'll do the moi bit.
Okay,
it's all
sounds
built
good.
Up to this. My whole life has been going up to this moment. From this point it's downhill after it. Right, you ready?
Oh god, all right, let's do it. Pressure's on.
Got it.
Hey, this is Dua Lipa and you're listening to my new single Blow Your Mind
Mwah.
On KMFM.
That was perfect. I still don't think I could get away with it 100%.